Okay, that's the sound of footsteps. That's the sound of episode 14.
I hope so. I think it's 14. I didn't check it.
We are on our way to the cafe now. 11 books and coffee.
Yes.
Which is a free plug, some free advertising.
Once more given. And it's a beautiful weather because we have to confess that it was very catastrophical during the weekend, given.
Yeah, it rained all weekend.
So raining a lot. I don't know what is the weather in your country. You can write to us. Say to us what is the weather, but now in
weather
Slovakia,
is a boring subject though.
No, it's unusual and common, so it's good to begin. All the conversation begin by how are you, and after, oh, what a beautiful weather or bad weather, no?
Yes, okay, so the weather is the go-to.
I try to make my best, Gideon.
You're doing okay? Well, you're doing well.
I hope that you will listener will appreciate
it. Watch out for the dog poo. It's all right, that was close. That was close. Close call.
Yes. Almost it's not common. It's
in
not
the
common.
Merde.
It's
my French word knowledge.
Yeah, French word, yes.
Here is the 11 books and coffee. We are approaching the cafe. Mm-hmm. I can put away my umbrella because it has not rained.
Yes.
It's very humid today, though.
Yes. And not humid also because due to the weather, because we were also to a restaurant very humid.
Yes.
But here it's very fine. So.
Wow, it's busy.
A lot of people.
Oh, many people. Let's sit here in the corner. Well, this corner.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
The share that we spoke about last time. No, not last time. A few weeks ago. Already a few weeks.
All right, let's set up.
Yes.
Set up the studio. One moment, please.
Yes. So we are back you put all the materials.
Look at that, pouring the water next to the microphone.
Okay, so, and you need water,
yes, I need water
to speak.
Okay, so
because you
we
were
should
sick.
Explain. Yeah, I was sick. My voice is still not perfect. We just came from a restaurant because Jacques is Belgian. He is Belgian.
And because Gavin is New Zealander with
Dutch like
heritage. Yes.
Yeah.
What do you want to say, Gavin?
Well, Jacques and I have been trying to find the cheapest possible restaurant for lunch because we need to point out that in Slovakia, like many European countries, lunch is the biggest meal of the day, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
It's a hot meal served at a restaurant often. In New Zealand and I guess America, people just bring sandwiches or some light snack or, you know.
In Belgium also, given.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. It's not so common.
So we have, we get issued by our employer meal vouchers. It's very popular in Slovakia.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use these to pay for your meals at restaurants.
Yes, you have to explain that when you want more money. In Slovakia, they say, okay, you will receive a voucher, yes?
Yeah.
Not to give us more money, only paper.
Yeah.
Because it's paper only for restaurants.
Or supermarkets, you can use these, but you can't buy alcohol with these vouchers.
Yes.
Anyway, so we've been on a mission ever since the canteen at work started increasing their prices.
And it's another good theme of discussion given after weather. After how are you, the question, all is cost a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And that's why you can continue now. Oh.
Okay, sorry. So because the canteen at work increased their prices, but they did not increase their quality.
That's
it
a problem.
It's still just tasteless. It's like they think that hot is a flavor. Hot is not a flavor. Hot is a thing.
You
complain about the taste, I'll say, what, do you want salt? It's like, no, I want flavour, but it's hot. Hot is not a flavour.
Yeah, so
anyway.
We will not say the name, because you are kind.
Yes. But suffice to say.
And when you say that hot, it's not always hot, given the plate are so cold that even the meat that was there
gets cold.
Okay.
Anyway, so we've been trying to find a replacement restaurant that is cheap but good.
And we'll find...
Monsieur of Lac.
Yes!
Jacques has been the one who found this one. I found one that's not bad across the road from the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
This wooden village, it's called, or concrete village, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
That one's not bad, but this one that you found, we get for €3.20, we get a glass of mineral water, sound effects, and we get a soup. What's that with? Then we get the main course. And then we get dessert. All of that for €3.20. The only downside.
Yes.
Is that it is. What's the word in French?
C'est dans une cave.
What is the, how would you describe the atmosphere?
It's humide.
Humide in English is humid.
Yes.
And I'm not just joking. It is so humid that even something warm looks like it's hot because of the steam coming off. Oh my God. It's like everything is sticky.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the bathroom in that place?
Oh, and yes. And my God, it was not far from the kitchen. And they have no ventilation.
No, nothing in the whole restaurant.
Not possible to breathe.
Did you see when you came back to the restaurant, it was just covered in mist and smoke from the kitchen?
Yes. So and that's why
we're saving money, but you're going to kill us with this restaurant.
Yeah, but that's why we have to eat very, very quickly.
Yeah. It's not a place you hang 15 around
15 minutes, I think, or 20, but because after it's not possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's why it's not expensive, because I ask if they have outside a terrace. What is the name in English?
Terrace.
Oh, yes, it's the same.
It's all out.
And no, it's the opposite. And but they said that no, and that's why it's not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to check.
Here comes the coffee.
Ah.
Wow, that was fast.
No, that's...
Yeah, but we started recording a minute before we got here.
That's why.
So that's why 6 minutes and 8 seconds.
What's the problem?
He thought he was too slow, but he was not.
Yes,
he was not.
Usually I am, but...
That's a new concept. Yes. When we are walking,
we're starting. The further we get from the further we get from the cafe, we're starting earlier. So by the time this series eventually wraps up, we'll start from home.
You won't even get here.
Exactly. Ah, so
okay, coffee.
Gosh, it's really humid outside today. That restaurant was even worse. Yeah, I bought these shirts. You know this shirt? It looks cool, but it's not 100% cotton.
Because it was not expensive, given.
That is correct. which means that it gets a little bit, you know, it's not good unless it's cold and dry.
It's like my shirt that I have also, given.
Oh, really? Okay. Gosh, we really are good with money, aren't we? Well, let's add some cow juice and a little water to diffuse the coffee. So, monsieur, tell me about your weekend. What did you get up to? So it was pissing down the whole time.
Yes, my God. And I had to make a guided tour. And with umbrella, and because it was very, very raining.
You could have used my umbrella.
But I survived.
You seen my umbrella?
I was very surprised, because, you know, I was thinking that Gavin is very trendy.
Yes.
So
it's cool
when
looking
I
umbrella.
when I saw that he have a yellow umbrella.
There's nothing wrong with a yellow umbrella.
No. I asked him if it was common or trendy. And men listeners, you can say to us. Which kind of umbrella and which color has your umbrella? And because I had to buy another one, and I was thinking which color Gavin will take.
Well,
and I
chose
think
yellow.
For sure black. No, yellow.
Okay, to be honest, I didn't want a yellow umbrella. It's a little pocket umbrella. It's yellow. It's
cheap.
Yes. I went to this like this Chinese store. They sell Chinese crap and stuff. And I went and I said, I need an umbrella. It was raining. And they said, yes, sure, over there, that's the umbrella. So I went and had a look. And all they had was lime green and camp pink and all these horrific colors. They didn't have black or white. They just had, or gray or anything nice. Mm-hmm. They just had bright colors. Mm-hmm. So I decided, well, I could either have lime green or pink or yellow.
Why
I went with yellow.
Why didn't you pick didn't you take a pink one?
So, anyway, it's been a...
No, it is
I
good.
I don't need... nothing against the gay community, but I don't need a gay umbrella.
You have a problem with this community, Gavin?
No, I do not.
Okay.
My gay listeners know that I do not have a problem at all. And I'm a big supporter of equality, but I'm more angry at the Chinese seller for not stocking...
What do you think?
...masculine umbrellas, you know?
And if you spoke about umbrella, I have this one, Gavin. This one, you can describe
it. Oh, that's a gentleman's umbrella. It's a full length one. Mine's portable.
It's a special given with.
Oh, it's got a logo and it's.
You
oh,
see that?
Danska Bistvica, no?
No,
oh, that's
my
a
Bratislava.
It's the Bratislava Independent Region. Who gave you that free umbrella? Did you get a free umbrella?
Yes.
How did you get a free umbrella?
Not only one.
How did you get that? How did you score that?
Because on June, I think. It was the opening of the Umbrella Street. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
And you didn't check my Facebook, Gavin.
You have
once
Facebook?
More. You asked me like an obligation to like all your posts, even stupid. And when I put a video,
I make no stupid posts. And people that follow me on Twitter know that all my posts are intelligent.
Yes. And even when I make a video, you didn't take care about.
You have to tell me. I'm not on Facebook as much as I was. I've discovered. Well, nothing actually. I've discovered nothing.
So there was.
So do you think this is camp? This umbrella.
Camp.
Yeah, like a little. We did this last week. We just discussed what camp was. You know, it's like a little gay.
Yes.
Should I ask the people at the table next to me if this is good?
My, if you once give in, because I don't know.
But they're young and they're fashionable. I'm not young and fashionable.
Is that very? I don't know. Okay, teenagers.
I could risk it.
Teenagers. My God, give in.
What? You think I'm going to make an ass of myself?
Okay.
Should I do it? Should I try it?
With the microphone, give in. Take it.
let me turn the microphone around so they can't see
you. Want,
you ready? Let's try and ask them if they think.
You have to explain after the concept, okay?
Okay.
I can ask.
I'm
not going to open the umbrella. I'm just going to ask.
Because it's, no, it's not good.
It's bad luck to open the umbrella.
Yes, it's bad luck.
I'm just going to show the umbrella.
In inner side. In inner side, it's not good. In indoor, not lucky. Yes. Already people are going.
People are leaving.
That's right.
We are the oldest people in this cafe today.
To ask, no. It will be better. Oh, if you want, no, let's go. You can. Okay, ask to them.
I can risk it. Possible. Watch the speed up. Kupio sam tento dážnik, ale on myslí, že toto vyzerá gay, ale ja neviem. Nie? Thank you. See? It's not.
But it's not thank true. You. It's just a little bit.
Oh, they're lying.
This one is better, no?
Don't open it. It's bad luck.
I will not open.
Yes, very good. You got a free umbrella. Great. Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. Ignore us. All right. So, anyway.
So
my umbrella is perfectly straight. Thank you very much.
And so, you didn't check the beautiful video and was there. They open. It's a tradition. I don't know if you have it in New Zealand. It's a tradition from Portugal.
Portugal has traditions.
one of my friends. I have friends.
I'm sorry,
okay,
Portuguese
Portugal.
Listeners. I'm sorry. And maybe if we insult a few countries, they'll get angry and respond back. Then we'll actually have some
not
comments.
Good idea, given Hungarian
bloody
people.
Bloody Belgians,
my God.
Useless Belgians.
What?
All they did is
you make it always,
French
given.
Fries and saxophones.
Belgian fries, yeah.
Belgian fries, sorry. Oh, yeah, okay, well, who else can we insult? Germans? Oh, no, that's too easy. Americans? No, that would be dangerous. That would be dangerous.
It's not fun, given.
We need a small
American
country.
People.
We need a small country that's easy to make fun of.
Small countries,
small
I don't
country,
know.
Small country, but one that we can...
Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein?
Yes.
Well, that's not even a country, that's just a bank.
Oh, there is enough for Liechtenstein. It was only a joke.
Don't invade us, Liechtenstein. Sorry, what were you saying? Oh, yeah.
That it was a city in Portugal, and they decided to make an umbrella street, so that means that they bring umbrella, they open it, and they put it on the...
Suspended in the air,
suspended,
right?
Yes. And they have the same thing in Bratislava, in Nedbalka.
The Slovak version, I must add, is not to the same scale as the Portuguese version.
Scale? What is... Yes, for sure. I was very surprised because
how many
I was thinking.
Were there in the
I was thinking
version?
That it was a big event,
yeah,
and
like
I came there.
Thousands of umbrellas.
Ten umbrellas. But it's a good beginning, Gavin. It's a good beginning, Gavin. Don't be like that. I think that it's very. Don't forget that Bratislava, it's a little city. The big little city.
But
yeah,
we can
well done.
More than
and,
10 umbrellas.
And no, 20
it's
perhaps.
They're giving away one to you.
They have 20. No, and that's why.
Did they give it to you? Was it up in the air? Then they gave it to you, or this was just a spare
no,
one?
No, because it was like competition, and they asked all the people to come to count the umbrella.
That's not difficult.
No. We break the. We had more umbrella than last year. but I've forgotten how many. 100, 100.
Okay, okay. We're joking. There were actually 100 umbrellas.
And we open it, and they give it to us because I didn't have her. Yes, I didn't have. So, me, my wife, my daughter, and my son received umbrella.
Free umbrellas, huh?
Free umbrella.
Does it work?
Does it work? What?
Does it work? The umbrella?
Yes, for
sure.
Or
does the water, does it have holes?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You got a free umbrella, I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have to buy my umbrellas. My yellow ones.
Yes. How many? 4.5?
I think it was €5. What's funny about that? It's a good deal, €5 for an umbrella.
Given.
Oh, it's getting really dark, isn't it?
Yes. As I said, normally
dark.
It should be raining.
It's going to rain, isn't it?
Yes, it will be raining. And normally, you buy €5 yesterday because my daughter wants to have a new little umbrella like that.
Yeah.
And super promotion, 2 umbrella for €9. 4.5.
Interesting.
€4.5.
What about if we get a marker, you know, a fixer, marker?
Yes, marker. A marqueur.
Isn't that the name of the French president?
No politique, given. No politique.
Macron.
Okay. Oh, no, you can, because I'm Belgian, so you can continue with President
Macron.
We're not going
to talk about the Belgian
Macron.
King.
What?
Who is the Belgian king?
It's Philip.
Oh, Philip.
Philip and Mathilde.
Philip and Mathilde.
Yes.
Takes me back.
And not your old queen.
A real queen. Like sometimes...
It's a real king.
You don't have a real king.
It's a real king.
You don't
king.
Have a real kingdom. It's like the McDonald's Mick kingdom.
End of podcasting.
I apologize to all Belgian listeners, to your royal family. It's very real.
God bless
the Belgian king.
Yes. Okay.
So, you know, your king and my queen are probably related anyway. They're all
for
related.
For sure.
You know?
It's the same big family.
Yay.
We
insist.
Are family. So, but you
so
want
I was
to
thinking,
speak?
What if we all signed this umbrella?
Yes,
know?
With marqueur.
With a marqueur.
Yes.
And then we can auction it.
Wow.
And make a profit.
My God. But you need well-known person, not like you and me.
Yeah, that's true.
Perhaps Ivan.
Maybe.
He's always the answer.
He's listening with one ear to the podcast.
It didn't seem like that because he checked the books, but he hear all
he's
Ivan.
Looking, he's looking
yes,
for booze.
Yes.
He's looking for alcohol behind the books. Early yes, podcast
alcohol.
Listeners will
no,
know
no,
what
alcohol
talking
is
about.
Up, it's up, it's Ivan. Up. Alcohol is up in the site.
No one's supposed to know about that, and I never know whether it's better when I have a chance to listen to you, because then I know, or if I hear that you're talking but I can't hear the content, and then I'm in for a surprise in the evening when I listen to it. So
right.
Which of these scenarios is, because you're very dangerous. Is it?
No, what about your wife? Because last time you said that it was...
She was thrilled.
Asking questions.
She was thrilled. The personal message was very well received.
Very good. You're welcome, Sonia.
You already had a listener in her, but now I think she will... She already was a regular listener, so I can't
well,
say that you,
good
have,
news,
you have a new regular listener.
Sonia, a special message for you. Jacques has prepared a song for you. Okay, Jacques, go. That was beautiful, thank you.
The melody.
She's in
Serbia.
Oh, so
God, I'm so sorry. What? Why?
For her, for the country, for me.
Oh, okay. Everyone's happy.
No, but dear listeners, we have a problem with Serbian people. My
no,
God,
no,
Gavin.
I'm
what
trying to
thinking?
Insult every country so they'll write in. What's a country that even Michael Palin does not like?
Michael
Palin, remember? There's books over there. Michael Palin, he's a British TV presenter from Monty Python, traveled the world,
yes,
made
yes,
lots
yes,
of
oh, for sure,
pole
for
to
sure.
pole around the world in 80
oh,
days.
Oh, yes. Every day I hear about him.
Every day?
Yes, every day.
Every single day.
And who is it?
Who is it? Is that... A phone? Or is that the stereo?
No, it's a special music.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Ah, let me enjoy my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I am sad because a friend of mine is leaving Slovakia tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
My friend,
whoops, oh, I dropped my yellow umbrella.
That's disgusting. Thank you.
You follow us?
When I tell him he's mentioned in the podcast, he tends to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just talk about him, so then he will be inclined to listen all the way through to this point. Mark, it is with a heavy heart that I tell you,
it's
getting serious. That I tell you that I.
Okay, Vin. You have a heart. Really?
I have no heart. No, but seriously, it's going to suck when he's gone because, like a lot of people, when they find out that you're a foreigner living in Slovakia, they will say, oh, you must meet this other person. They're a foreigner. You will get along. But it's not true, you know. You don't always get along, you know. With some people, you get along better than with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to get along well with most people, but, mm-hmm. but some people you get along really great with, and you have that same, like, slightly naughty sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
you know, or inappropriate jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And with him, he and I have that same sort of twisted sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of innuendo in the humor that is quite funny.
But it didn't help because he decided, therefore, to turn back at home.
Yeah, Slovakia has not worked out for him. It's been coming for a couple of years, but I was always hoping that maybe he would fall in love with the country and not leave. But he is going, so. That's a shame. It really is a shame, you know. It puts things into perspective, you know.
God, Gavin, what
isn't
is
it?
Podcasting like
it's
that?
Deep, it's isn't so, it? It's so deep.
It have to be fun, Gavin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They will suicide themselves with their listeners. Huh?
Oh, dear. So, it's going to
I hope
be
that
tricky.
You will make the same text for me.
Wait, you are leaving? Please, tell me you are leaving. When? I will hold a party after you are gone. Finally, the podcast will make sense.
No! What? My God, Gavin.
Oh, so I had a cold last week. I got it on Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday I was out of action. And then Friday I'm feeling good. But then Saturday, Sunday, and today, I still have a little bit of phlegm and snot and blockedness. And I feel fine. I feel normal. I'm back to my 100% energy.
You feel normal?
Go.
Yes. But you are not...
I'm not normal, no. I have a yellow umbrella. But, yes, I've just got to wait for my head to clear up.
Mm-hmm.
They have Star Trek books here. Star Trek, Sarex, Star Trek Reunion. Oh, this is all the... Oh, this is all the... Hang on. This is all science fiction corner down here in the bookstore. What else have we got here?
Hey, Michael Crichton. Crichton, no? Michael Crichton.
It's well known, no?
Hang on, I'm going to get up. I'm going
to
take the recorder with me. What is this?
Hey.
Michael Crichton?
The Lost World.
Oh, isn't
yes,
that what
sure.
Jurassic Park was based
Jurassic
on, then, wasn't
Park.
It?
Yes, for sure.
Hang on, what else have we got down here? There's a lot of Star Trek books here.
There are rumors
this
that
is great.
Something has survived. Whoa. So great.
Terminator 3?
I don't know. Yeah. Did it was a book?
Yeah.
It was a book.
Blade Runner. Wow. Is this the original
yes.
Blade Runner book?
Yes.
Replicant Night. Oh, it's a series. It's one of the
series.
But hang
I
on.
Don't know.
Is that my phone ringing? Take the recorder. My phone's ringing.
What? Hey, your phone is ringing, so... You realize that Gavin has something else to do that only making podcasting, but it's not a problem, dear listeners, because I will continue alone. And so we can check the books. As we said, there are some books of Star Trek. Oh my God, I didn't know that it was a serial. Yes. Incredible Tales of Scientific Wonder. And the Star Trek. And what else? Also, as we said, The Lost World. And other things. Great. Oh, no, too late, Gavin. No, it's
You're too close to the microphone. It's not your work microphone.
And like that, they're listeners, so we can continue.
Yeah, people, while I'm trying to record a podcast, people call trying to sell me a mobile phone plan.
Ah, for sure.
God.
And so...
There's more Star Trek books.
Yes, a lot of Star Trek. But and what was Blade Runner?
I didn't put it back.
And it was...
The Hunger Games.
Have you
seen the movie, The Hunger Games?
Hunger Games? No, what is it?
It's a really popular movie that I haven't seen. I miss everything. Hang on, let me put the book back. I was going to put it back, but the phone rang.
We spoke about science fiction. I saw Logan.
Oh, yeah, the movie Logan.
Logan, the movie from X-Men. And it was very dark, not common, but not bad anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Oh, I saw Ready Player One, the movie Ready Player One. It was crap. It was just boring. There was no creativity for it. Predictable characters, predictable story. You know,
I can't
boy
say that.
Meets girl. They have a little struggle, a battle. Girl is unlikable. They have the weird sidekick friend that you're supposed to love. It's just so it was like methodic.
Yes, but I can say that because I, one of my best friends who love all the film of Spielberg.
Oh, but that was a Spielberg film.
We spoke about the virtual reality, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
He can do so much better than that.
But he needs sometimes
he
to
needs
make
money.
Popular, yes, a popular. And I think that it was very popular.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He needs entries because you know that it will make... In 4 years, I think, Indiana Jones 5.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's better.
If Harrison Ford is still alive.
Hmm? Is that Stephen King? What is Stephen King up there?
Stephen King?
Yeah.
Stephen King. Ah, Stephen King. Is right.
The Killing of Polly Carter.
But it's a lot of English books given.
There are a lot of English books.
So we need others. Ah, yes, Stephen King, the doctor. But we need something in French given. Oh, Chinese. Yes, why not? Chinese. Can you read it?
Read it? I know one Chinese character.
Uh-huh. Which one?
I think...
It's a cultural...
I only know the Chinese character... Oh, no,
show.
I know the character for Zhong, which is like middle of... And I know the character for tea, a cup of tea. That's all. But
so, chickens? A lot of...
I can't... is this upside down? I can't tell. Oh, no, this is the right way. I'm not spending 10 minutes... there's Zhong. See? That one.
Wow.
Zhong. I'm not looking for tea. That's almost like tea, but it's missing something. I don't know what. Oh, uh-huh. Anyway. So, there you go.
So, okay.
Hey, this is the international section. Maybe you have...
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Balzac.
Honoré de Balzac.
Honoré
is having an honorable
Balzac. I didn't make stupid humor with your English title, Gavin. So, done again. Honoré de Balzac, Le Père Goriot. Oh, it's a classical one.
Can you
one.
Read it though?
A classical. Oh my God, yes,
read
for
this,
sure.
For example. Je savais bien que vous irez le 10 homme en gardant un peu de bar sans peu.
Ah, not bad, not bad.
Really?
Je savais bien que vous y arriveriez. Lui dit cet homme en gardant un imperturbable sang-froid.
It was close.
Yes, it's not bad for the beginning. Oh, yes, great. So, something else? Welbeck, my God, yes. Honoré de Balzac. Welbeck. Histoire générale du XXe siècle. Oh, oh. Not bad, not bad for a beginning. Mm-hmm. L'extraordinaire voyage du fakir. So, you can check that it's a very international book. So what are you doing, Gavin?
I'm getting ready to take a photo.
But we already made a photo, the last two
photos.
Oh,
we did.
But if you want, we can make another one. So what do you do?
It's going to be difficult. What time? We are recording for 29 minutes now, so we're
29, yes, my God, it's time.
It's time to wrap it up.
Yes. So,
Let me see if I can entice Ivan to take this week's photo.
Okay.
Okay, so. I forgot to say, yesterday I went to a small town called Dolna Oreshani, which is about 60 kilometers away from my house, and there I drove a really cool car called a Barkas.
Do you know it? Barkas?
Barkas?
No. B-A-R-K-A-S. Barakas. Barkas. At least I think that's what it's called, Barkas. Okay, it's like it's from the German Democratic Republic,
uh-huh.
a country that no longer exists and was not democratic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a van with a small two-stroke engine.
Two-stroke? What is two-stroke?
It's like it goes up and down.
Milk. No, it's
not,
name
I'm
it's
trying,
cow,
using
okay?
my hand,
the
I'm not milking a cow.
Cow.
I'm using my hand to impersonate pistons, not milking a giant cow.
God. Use your two hands, okay,
of,
give me, because...
Of doing four cycles, it only goes two, and you put the oil in with the petrol. So, you know, like the Trabant, for example.
Yes,
it always
okay.
has that smoke behind. That's a two-stroke.
Uh-huh,
and this
okay.
was the same thing, and there was
uh-huh,
a lot
okay.
of smoke. Mm-hmm. And it had no brakes, and no power steering.
No brakes?
There was a little... A hint, a sprinkling of brakes,
uh-huh.
but you push your foot all the way to the floor, and it's still moving.
My God!
but it was great fun, and I will put a video up on the internet today. So,
Your own publicity now, Gavin.
Hey,
my God!
If you did anything interesting, you want to make a video. All you did was steal an umbrella, and
you want to see the street of umbrella.
If we're going to be honest. You cannot talk because you went yesterday. You know, the potential mayor, no, it's the current mayor of where you live.
No politics given.
No
politics.
I'm not going to mention the politics. I'm just going to mention that in order to win votes, he said, okay, friends, family from this area, come on over and have free food, goulash, and cotton candy, you know, the candy
Cola.
Hose. Okay, mm-hmm. Not candy hose. Pantyhose.
No. Candy string. No, it's not candy string.
Candy floss. Candy floss.
French people, candy string is very... dream.
You explain the difference between...
No, but we didn't explain
okay.
to listener, but I think that we will not
it's
have
not
time. It will be
it.
For next time.
So
it's like a teaser for next time.
At 3 o'clock...
if we didn't forget.
At 3 o'clock, the guy was trying to buy your vote by giving
yes,
you Google.
Yes, so I arrived
at
6.
At 6. Why did you arrive at 6?
For food.
Because you knew that you would bypass all the speeches?
Yes.
Just so that you could go in and get
great.
The free food. You,
it was
Belgium. Okay. Oh, but we should end this actually. What time is it? 32 minutes. Let's wrap it up. Okay, so
we have
will say do vidania, goodbye.
In French? Okay.
What is it in French? Just au revoir?
Oui. Salut, au revoir.
Au revoir.